Our second article in the introduction to immunity is called The Immune Vanguard. Our first responders formed the innate immune system. These white blood cells work quickly and may not need to involve complex immune responses. They are also most easily helped by plant and other natural remedies. The innate immune system is made up mainly of a range of white blood cells called or leukocytes, known collectively as phagocytes, from the Greek cells that eat. There are two types, granulocytes and monocytes. Granulocytes gobble up and break down particles that should not be there, including debris, foreign matter, viruses, and even bacteria, digesting them inside special compartments called vesicles, which make up the granulation seen under a microscope. Neutrophils are the most numerous and are right in the front line. They are the squaddies or pac-men of the immune system, the ones that do most of the hard work in protecting us from threats. They congregate where there is local trouble and may form swollen glands. If in a big battle, they can generate pus from bacterial waste. They hang out in lymphatic tissues, lymph glands, special glands like tonsils and appendix. As we will see in other posts, their battles are straightforward without too many complications. They respond to several herbal remedies, especially locally in the throat. Eosinophils and basophils, or mast cells, are more specialized granulocytes important for defense against parasites and are also involved in allergic reactions. Basophils release histamine and other powerful inflammatory agents when provoked. There's an image of these cells in the article. Eosinophils are also involved in defense against fungi. An interesting review of the inappropriate use of antibiotics in viral infections cited below suggests that by stimulating fungal populations in the gut, antibiotics lead to an increase in eosinophil levels in the lungs, and that this then actually reduces macrophage clearance of bacteria there. The other category are monocytes. These also patrol the circulation. When activated by dangers, they develop into larger macrophages, or big eater in Greek, which are able to move through the small blood vessel walls into the tissues to ingest and break down bacteria, recycle dead cells, and clear away debris. Another group, dendritic cells, also develop from monocytes. They are an important antigen-presenting cell, responsible for processing large foreign molecules into readable fragments or antigens, which we'll talk about below. The key components and mechanisms of the innate immune system include, and apologies for the acronym soup, pattern recognition receptors, or PRRs, such as toll-like receptors, TLRs, that the phagocytes use to detect stretches of foreign protein fragments. DAMPs and PAMPs, as we call them, DAMPs for damage-associated and PAMPs for pathogen-associated molecular patterns. These PRRs then activate the production of antimicrobial substances and inflammatory cytokines, and notably the complement system, a cascade of proteins that enhance both innate and other immune defenses. Their production of inflammatory agents means that the innate system can hurt. It is also more associated with swellings, eruptions, and even fevers. See Article 4 in this series. Complement is one way in which the innate system importantly also primes the acquired immune system in our next article. For example, the dendritic cells we mentioned are activated by PRRs and present foreign material to the other parts of the immune system. There is another part of the innate immune system whose cells are of the same type as those in the adaptive immune system, which we'll talk about next article. These are the natural killer cells, great name, Natural killer cells are lymphocytes that are adept at recognizing and killing virus-infected or tumor cells with safe destructive methods. They hold off attacking self cells by recognizing what are called major histocompatibility complex, or MHC, class 1 markers on their surface. These are the markers that our cells use to say, it's not me, mate. Please don't attack me. Like their lymphocyte relatives in the adaptive immune system that we'll talk about next, natural killer cells can also be retained as memory cells, so they can remember the cells that they should be attacking. This is all very complex stuff, and it's probably best that you read this material to get it to understand it better. But there's also an opportunity to deep dive into the innate immune system, and we add a review paper that you can read and understand more thoroughly.